B&T back with you because we haven't finished looking at the vaccine overlords. And you mentioned in your last audio, Douglas, that you were going to say a little bit more about Bill Gates. And here's your opportunity.
Well, as I was reading that beautiful article, which showed the British tie-in, because if you don't show the British tie-in to the vaccine warlords, then you won't understand it. So Chris Whitty, who basically controls all of England with an iron grip, is basically bought and paid for by Bill Gates. You know, Anthony Rauchy with the National Institute of Health, definitely hundreds of millions of dollars paid to them. And then what do? They turn around and gave $3.7 million to the Wuhan laboratory that, by accident, the... we spelled this out in our last time. But the point is that the Canadian/British bioweapons viruses went to China as a setup. But that was really just a distraction. That was a what a magician does to distract you from what's really happening. What's really going on is outright vaccine wars. Now, vaccine wars, you can also include in that basically pharmaceuticals, because the pharmaceutical companies and the vaccines are all still made by China. And they make them with such horrible things that why would anybody ever be allowed to inject that into anyone, let alone mandating it so that every school-aged child has to have, in many states, their vaccinations so they can't go to school and they can be chased down like dogs and only be given one reason that you can get out of vaccines in many states.
And that window is closing.
And that window's closing. They're all closing because Bill Gates, as we pointed out, well, this article insinuated, but we've discussed a lot of this. We've, of course, pointed out who Bill Gates is and that he's a fake. He's a fraud. He didn't do anything. He's not a code writer. He's his mama's boy, and his mama got him the job. And now he's doing his daddy's work. Remember, he's little Billy. Because Big Billy was Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, which is a eugenics society for depopulation, was the lawyer, and one of the founding members was, of course, Big Bill Gates. And Big Bill Gates controls the Bill and Melinda Foundation. And Little Billy had to quit his major positions at Microsoft and at Warren Buffett's group. Why? Because he's wanted now. In a number of nations, he's wanted in a number of African nations, and he's wanted in Africa, in India, and he's a few other places where he has given out vaccines that have killed people or sterilized children, and these have been proven, and he has cases against him, and so he's basically on the run. Like a George Soros. George Soros, imagine. 14 color revolutions, and now George Soros is still leading this color revolution here in America against a sitting president for all these years and during the election, and yet nothing happens. And so George Soros is the political economic predator of the world. But when you come down to the number one depopulation eugenicist, that's Bill Gates. Now, you might say to me, wait, Bill and Hillary, you have to put their criminal activity for collecting money for AIDS and doing nothing with it, or collecting money for every type of anything medical that happens anywhere there's money flowing, Clinton Foundation gets their piece of the pie. So they've collected, that I know of, over $80 million from just one country alone in one year. In Australia, through Alexander Downer, $86 million. And how much did they give? Less than 2% to AIDS. So they steal money. No, Bill Gates works right up there with the Carlyle Group. And the Carlyle Group had its bioweapons divisions. Remember, they had 400 subsidiary countries underneath the Carlyle Group that George H.W. Bush came to sit on that board. And basically, then they got... endless no-bid contracts in Iraq and in other places, military contracts. So when you're looking at the Carlyle Group, they had their own bioweapons group that was part of it. The Carlyle Group bought into Perbright. Remember, we've told you, Pirbright has dozens of patents and over a dozen that are literally coronavirus patents, which they go out and they find and then they patent them. They had to do something to it. So that means they probably tried and did work out a vaccine. One of the tapes, one of the videos we were talking about, there was a connection to these the article that was posted on the Cat Report yesterday or the day before, which really got my attention. And then I did a summary of it in kind of a meme, but the meme turned, you know me, I turned out to be a two-page, very thick, very heavy condemnation of Bill Gates' activities as he goes around murdering people. And he knows he murdered people, and he knows he's maiming people, and he knows he's paralyzing people, and he's experimenting. He's experimented in India. He's killed, well, half a million people in India were given polio vaccination shots that they got polio. Polio was practically eradicated when Jonas Salk in Zaire, Africa, started using Africans as a human laboratory to develop a vaccine. Every time they tell you they're going to create a vaccine or an immunization for a virus, don't believe it. It can't be done. Viruses generally, like right now, there are 30 strands of the coronavirus 19 that is in America right now, just the American versions. Every other country has their multiple strands of it. So when it comes down to it, there is no coronavirus. There is a SARS coronavirus V2, which is a bioweapon that was stolen from the Winnipeg, Canada National Microbiology Institute and was taken by Dr. Q-Q-I-U, a Chinese doctor, to the Wuhan laboratory, the Wuhan Immunology Institute of Virology, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And there she made many trips and she delivered all the best that the British / Canadian, when you say Canadian, you say British, that means Pirbright, that means Muriel, that means kinetic. And it goes back to what we have pointed out from the beginning when the propaganda was covering for the attempt to convince the world that vaccinations were necessary instead of evil. You have the Empire Press Union and the entire propaganda machine of all written media and then wireless and then radio and television. And now added to our age, we followed it with General Sarnoff, a traitor, American general who was a traitor to Britain. And he came over and became the Marconi cutout here in America for RCA.
Before you go too far, who protects Bill Gates? I mean, if he's known worldwide for his outright murdering nations and people, and so who protects him that he hasn't been executed?
His money and the groups of rich people who listen to him, just like George Soros. George Soros is wanted in multiple countries for crimes against humanity for his economic predatory destruction of the economies of numerous countries. He almost destroyed the British pound. He certainly has tried to destroy the American stock market again and again with billion-dollar bets that he loses because Trump outfoxes him each time. But he's protected by his money and by these organizations of elites who you have to be very rich to even get to hear what this evil man tells you what to do. And the evil man Soros, or the evil man Gates, now first off, I'm separating them two. George Soros is pure evil. He knows what he's doing. And people pay good money to hear what he is going to do next as a predator in the economic realm because he has stolen so much money, manipulated so many countries. He now controls the European Union. And basically, Trump has knocked him out of his seat. Now, who controls Bill Gates? His daddy. Who controls Daddy Gates? That would be the eugenicists of the world. That would be the elite who sit around and talk about creating viruses that will kill most, they want to get it down to 500 million people, just the elites. So they want pandemics that kill billions of people. And they're not happy unless it's billions. Millions wouldn't do.
Well, these are the same elites because, of course, you go right back to Prince Philip's statement that he wants to be reincarnated as a virus to take out humanity. But all of this goes back to the British Imperial Empire because They want control so badly. Trump is such a threat to their world order that it was they where the origins of the coup lie, right there in the Privy Council.
We've proven it. We've shown you the patent number. You don't get a patent for a vaccine on coronavirus 19 unless, hello, you created coronavirus 19. Because a patent on a vaccine is in this day and age, which is pure insanity, just means that you took a virus and you simply took a small dose of it and injected it into a person and hope for the best. Hope they wouldn't die from it and then hope they would develop some immune resistance to it so the next time supposedly they were exposed to it that they would overcome it. That's stupid. That doesn't work. That cannot work for a virus because whatever virus you give somebody, it could mutate. And so that virus may not, you could inject them with the virus, the current flu, and it wouldn't hurt them in some cases. In other cases, you could kill them with that injection. And what we found out recently in a few videos, Dr. Batar is another one that people are talking about, because he said some very interesting things. Now, one of the more interesting things he said was that basically if you received a flu shot in the last 5 years, you will come up with a false negative for coronavirus 19 when you test for it. Well, that's fascinating because that would be true because they put the same poisons in the flu shot each year, which is, by the way, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, Hillary Clinton and Bill, they'll donate a little bit so that they know the inside track, so they know where the money is, but they really don't do much. Carlyle Group does a lot. The Privy Council through the Queen owns the controlling share, what we like to call the golden share, of Perbright Institute, which owns these viruses and owns the patents on them. And then, of course, they broke off and became Muriel, which is now headed by the person they used to call M in the 007 movies, Elizabeth Manningham Buller, who is M. She's really M, and she is in China. They took the Muriel Animal Health Institute to China, the number one group that makes food for animals, and whether anybody likes it or not, puts medicines in those foods and basically puts vaccines in those foods so that your animals are exposed to manipulated DNA viruses and a vaccine manipulation. And so your animals can give you these things too. That's the reason animals are testing positive for coronavirus. No kidding. Why? Because they ate Muriel dog food or cat food. Because this is human and animal. Now, how did Muriel get so nasty? And then they had to create a group called Kinetic to carry on the work because they too were busted. The hoof and mouth disease, the foot and mouth disease. They jumped species right in front of everyone, killed animals, killed humans, mad cow disease, and then had to kill all the cows in England all at once, burn them all. Well, when they burnt them, that virus went directly into the air. Viruses don't die. So I don't know what they thought they were doing. And anyone who thinks...
Maybe that was the plan.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you're not telling me that they didn't know that viruses are airborne.
Or that you can't kill them with a fire or with cold. And that distance matters a little for some of them. And that some of them can exist in the exist for weeks and weeks and weeks on a cold, hard metal surface that has been disinfected. Viruses are so powerful... They don't go away. We eat them all the time. We drink them. We breathe them. And another thing that came out by one of these doctors that we were hearing speak and a lawyer is that basically you're foolish if you know anything about virology to think wearing a mask is going to help you from a virus or to think that only a sneeze or a cough spreads the virus. First off, your ears collect and your nose and your skin and your forehead and your face collect every bacteria and virus that you encounter.
Well, wait. Then the guy that was in the grocery store in the full scuba gear, mm-hmm. he was probably better protected than anyone, right?
He was doing it properly. he needed to be in a hazmat suit. It's the only way to get around it. Because it goes in your ears, it goes in your eyes, it goes in your hair and your clothes. Somebody from Hawaii said, hey, I just realized coronavirus 19 can exist on clothes for days. We all need to go naked. Now, while we're wearing our masks. So keep your mask on, but go naked because your clothes have it on it.
There's too much trauma inside the grocery store these days. Let's not add to it, okay? Let's get back on track. And you have written a little piece that we will be placing underneath this audio that outlines the crimes of Bill Gates as you see them. Bullet through that thing.
Oh, I just grabbed through, grabbed the stuff that was in that article and a few other things. And
okay,
so I read the article. I'm going, oh, this needs to be a visual. It needs to be a meme. It needs to be a one-page meme to show the evil of Bill Gates. But once I got into it, the details were just too luscious and juicy. So I had to do one of my things to it, you know. So I, at least I put in bold the things that you wouldn't want to miss. But basically, the bottom line is the following. There are two people in Britain and America who work together like Punch and Judy. And that would be Chris Whitty, who controls the entire health department, all the health departments in England, and the one jerk who controls the National Institute of Health because he's been around the longest, and that's Anthony Fauci in America. Those two are totally paid off by Bill Gates. That's just a fact. Hundreds of millions of dollars have gone to their institutes and to them and privately to them, and they have been treated and given, they've been treated like royalty, been given every award you can be given, and they're still in control after many, 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 many years. It's like they're Rockefellers or something, you know, totally in control, openly in control of what? Vaccines, the only thing that they can work on, because since the 60s, you can't work on bioweapons. And so Fort Detrick was supposed to be closed down here in America. Nonsense. Nonsense. It went over to Big Pharma and went to Bethesda, and it got more vicious than ever. And then InQtel got it and farmed it out to SAIC and everybody else. Leto and L3. Everybody gets involved in these things because they kill people. These are bioweapons. And you better believe that U.S. military black ops has never backed off for 1 second a full development of what they would call creating deterrence to what other countries might create. So we pointed out it went into corporations, and it specifically came out of what was the Burroughs Wellcome Drug Company. And they were then given cover through propaganda by the Empire Press Union, which became, you know, the BBC and every newspaper in Britain, and then became all wireless and all radio and television. And then that spread to, through Marconi. And then that spread to America with RCA and the traitor General Sarnoff. And so you can follow this very, very clearly. This was the propaganda needed to tell people that the insanity of vaccinations and what they call immunizations, to make you immune to it. It doesn't make you immune to it. It gives you the live virus. That's what people need to break down. Now, let's look at what the doctors tell you. The doctors tell you when you come in, oh, you have a virus, there's nothing I can do. And you say, give me a pill. And they say, I can't give you an antibiotic because it's for bacterial infections, not for viral infections. And you say, give me a pill or I can't leave, doctor, because I'm an American and I think that, you know, I have to have a silver bullet or a golden pill or something. And please give me a pill. So the doctors would give out the pills, which made basically the bacteria in hospitals so voracious and so virulent and so unstoppable that there are new forms of bacteria that basically eat human flesh and do horrible things to humans. Well, why was that created? Because doctors gave out the only thing they ever had, you know, penicillin and all of its new forms and, you know, antibacterial stuff. They always said there's nothing that can help you if you have a virus. That is such a lie. Now, it is true that some of the modern, what gets most people? Influenza, that's a virus. Colds, that's a virus. Those are both coronaviruses. They're going to tell us they come from animals in some magical way. That's
now,
nonsense.
Speak to that, because we had a reader, a listener, who wants you to explain why it cannot jump from animal to human. Again, he doesn't believe you.
Well, then he just needs to go to Wikipedia and do his homework.
I think he's sincere in his question. So
well, his question is silly.
Yes. Okay.
His question is silly. There's never been a case where there has been a species jump of a dormant virus. And get this, dormant virus. Now, if the animal had an active virus and you are its keeper, you may get that virus. I've explained this so many times.
Okay.
zoonotic infection. So basically, yes, if you work in a zoo, you can catch all kinds of crazy stuff. But does that mean that that went in and changed your cells to believe that that dormant virus, or even an active, that that active virus was now going to be able to tell your cells that all your cells should accept that virus? That can only come through a laboratory manipulation through RNA and the way that the sequencing of DNA happens when a cell divides. And this is recombinant DNA, where they go in and they do custom-made DNA. We know that the coronavirus has three markers for AIDS, the marker for Ebola, the marker for SARS, many markers for coronavirus, the markers for swine flu. So all these were put into the virus that we are calling coronavirus. Now, where did the first samples come from? The people in China who did the genome decoding that gave it out, that it was taken from them, actually, it was basically industrial espionage. That's where we got the first sampling, okay? So if you talk about ground zero of where this virus went out, that's all we really have. There was no zero person. There was no beginning person who had this. There was actually a person in 2012 that had a virus that looks exactly like this. So it is possible that this bioweapon was being worked on in 2012 and did get released. And someone in Saudi Arabia, yes, they do bioweapons, because why? They're our good buddies. This person came in with it, and it looked exactly like what we now see, and it was kept because they keep every one of these deadly viruses, and they keep them in BSL level 3 or 4, and the Wuhan laboratory is level 4, and it had just been approved by the World Health Organization and by the National Institute of Health, and Tony Fauci himself went there and has been working with Wuhan laboratory and their bat research since the beginning. Matter of fact, he funded them after a huge donation from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to the National Institute of Health, specifically through Fauci. He gave money to the Wuhan Laboratory, the very one where Dr. Xi was doing her open research on manipulating ancient viruses in very obscure bats. And they try to tell you it's the bat keepers. No, these bats were the bats that are the most obscure of all. They weren't the bats they were eating. They weren't the bat keepers. They weren't the ones who, they don't eat the bats, the bat keepers, the ones in the caves in China. They get the guana. It is worth so much money. And then they grow things on it. So they worship these bats. They don't eat them. So if there was a live virus that was connected by a human, the human would have it and they wouldn't pass it on to other human beings. And if that ever happened, that'd be the first time in history. But that's the lie they propagate. The war on us in our bloodstream through the warlords of vaccines, the vaccine warlords. This is one of the worst attacks in human history, because it's not one country on another or even an alliance of countries on an alliance of other countries. No, it is global. Bill Gates wants to make sure to brand every one of you in some digital way, so that he and his vaccine police on the street will be able to check your branding, literally, these are tattoos, these are digital tattoos, or they can put in RF implants or all kinds of wet work, and they will be checking to see if you have your vaccines up to date, because they are looking for the ultimate vaccine X. That's what Bill Gates is after, vaccine X. He and the Queen, the Privy Council, the Carlyle Group, Perbright Institute, and the National Institute of Health, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, the CDCP, which they never mentioned the P part, prevention. They don't want to prevent anything. They want to control disease. The Center for Disease Control, that's what they call them, right? They create the disease and they control it. That is correct. They never say they're into prevention, because that's why they don't allow any of the many, many dozens of treatments for viruses. And that's what gets me upset. I know just from all kinds of different ways that you can treat viruses and be very effective. The doctor that we're talking about, Buttar, said he has two methods of treatment if someone comes in and they supposedly have coronavirus. One, it takes an hour and a half and it's over. The other one takes a day and a half, and whatever you have, it's over because it's a simple coronavirus. They have not only, as we pointed out, Gilead has a treatment for all coronaviruses so perfected, it's called remdesivir. And they have many others for other specific illnesses that are created by Anthony Fauci's own horrifying work of using AIDS patients, which he makes sure that AIDS never gets healed because he's looking for a vaccine and not a treatment, and AZT and the other drugs that he and Dr. Birx have approved all this time are the most expensive drugs in human history. That's the reason they don't want a cure for AIDS, and they don't want to tell you that they gave it out in the smallpox and hepatitis B vaccinations that the World Health Organization called for when they demanded a retrovirus to get rid of, to depopulate the world, which used to be discussed openly in the United Nations, that their major agenda was depopulation, and it still is occasionally. Bill Gates has literally given millions of dollars to the United Nations for depopulation. Matter of fact, he brags that he and his new program for Africa is killing 10 to 15% of the population of Africa through all the vaccinations. That's why he's being sued. That's why we made a list of it, because we saw in this article someone had both some of the British information and the American information we usually see, and putting it together shows you the truth. The truth is Bill Gates is a lapdog, he's a vaccine warlord lapdog for the Queen of England. And the Queen of England makes money off of every vaccine given in America through her company, which at one point was controlled, as I pointed out, by a group called Burroughs Wellcome. Then it became just Wellcome, and then it became Wellcome Trust. And then Wellcome Trust and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation give more money to vaccines than anybody else. And it's nothing more than now it's been turned into a group called GlaxoSmithKline. And they are, again, totally controlled by the Queen. And they get a piece of every vaccine worldwide, no matter whether they produced it, whether they have the patent on it or not, them and Pfizer. So the American-British alliance in the vaccine wars is so profound that it is the worst global threat that there has ever been. And these are vaccine terrorists, make no mistake about it. And if you take any vaccine, you are actually receiving the live virus. Now, just think that through. You don't need a doctor to tell you that that's right or wrong. If you're stupid enough, after you hear this and go look it up, that every time you get a vaccination, an immunization as they call it, which now are mandatory for our children, or you can go to jail or a fine, or your children are kicked out of school, or they can take them from you.
It's state-sponsored harm to your child, and you have no choice.
The state will take your children through the Child Protective Services.
Just like your cattle.
I told you,
years ago, I said, we're the Queen's cattle, and everybody laughed. Well, it turns out to be true. They want to brand us, tattoo us, immunize us, all for the sake of our health. When it's not, it's about control. I'm telling you, when this thing is over, we need to sue that bitch, because it's her company that has wrought the economic disaster on our country in America, because it started with her overthrow attempt of Donald Trump. It didn't work, and so now it's the hell with everything. The whole world's going down because the Queen did not get her way. And so when we're finished with that, we need to go over to the monarch and seize all their wealth, because we fought World War I and II for these people. You can never repay the lives that were lost, that we gave to preserve your way of life, but we full well need to be repaid. Will people ever wake up to this?
Instead of the British blaming the Chinese for the coronavirus, we need to go after the British for our number one industry in America. The most money we spend each year is on medical concerns. And that doesn't even count insurance. So just on the practice of our hospitals and our doctors, most of them are based upon the bad medicine of the British drug companies that infuse themselves into groups like the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institute of Health, and convince them that the World Health Organization is the ultimate voice on all things having to do with the only prevention there is, the only thing there is immunizations and vaccines. Why? Because The CDC owns 56 vaccines. They make $4.1 billion a year on those vaccines. They make no drugs. They are protected. They are not a government agency. They are protected, though, by government agencies through courts, vaccine courts that exonerate them of any responsibility whatsoever. And the pharmaceutical companies, you can't even sue them. You have to sue the CDC and the people who own the patents, and you will not win. So we know that they know that it used to be one of out of 10,000 had reactions to the vaccines. Now it's one out of 32. They know this. Everybody knows this. They're amping it up, and they're making it mandatory, and they're literally going to make it a police state based upon vaccines because it's the whole global control. Once they give you the vaccines, you stop thinking. You can literally be turned into an automaton by one bad reaction to one single vaccine, and that's a fact. I've known people who were turned into vegetables from one single vaccine.
People already see it. When you're talking to young people and there's a density in their aura and like nothing is getting through, this is because they have the inability to think imaginative thoughts.
Now, Bill Gates through Microsoft knows that Facebook and all the other social medias and what he's doing is the hypnotizing of the world through the digital domain where evil exists. He has them so distracted, and for a while, you know, with sports and Hollywood and entertainment and all the gadgetry and all the power that it looks like we have through our own little eye devices, oh my gosh, but now he has you distracted. But because we aren't distracted by all those things, people are looking at him going, wait, what the heck? He's not a doctor. Who put him in charge? Why does he have an opinion? Who cares? Wait, he's wanted in many countries for being a murderer. He is a mass murderer. He's a genocidist. He is proud of his pogroms in India and in Africa. He's proud of them. He's an imbecile. He never did anything good ever. So all you have to do to find evil is look at what he has done. Look at where his money has gone, who it's gone to, and what it's been for. And you will find that it is the same agenda and objectives that his father had, which is depopulation and making sure that what they call indigent populations are simply wiped off the face of the earth so that the elite will have more space to breathe. And they believe that now it is not by war and through banks supporting both sides of the battle. First off, banks start the battle. Then they support both sides of the battles and the wars. And then they win, and then they go after and fleece the country that loses, and then they charge interest to the country that wins that's odious debt that they can't pay. That's the old system. New system is pay the most money there is on the face of the earth for anything, including uranium and plutonium. No. There are drugs now that these people have China make for us that are the most expensive things in the earth. And they're killer drugs like fentanyl. We don't even know what the Chinese put in these drugs and the inactive substances in all of our pharmaceuticals. But the pharmaceutical companies make huge amounts of money for doing nothing. They're just middlemen. They don't even make the drug. They don't own the patents. This is a scam. And the scam is the word that they don't want you to say on the internet, vaccines. They're going to call you an anti-vaxxer because you don't believe in the science of putting 5 or 6 poisonous metals into your child's body in overdoses that a human often has to go to the hospital for if it's given to an adult, but we give it to children whose immune systems aren't even developed. No, what we have here is a war. It's a global war. It's in your bloodstream. It's the same old people running it. It goes right back, unfortunately, to the last remaining really powerful crown, the monarchy of Britain, and the ways that they learned through the bankers, the Venetian bankers and the Vatican bankers, and through literally the Jesuit methodologies that they have incorporated in their groups called the Pilgrim Society, the Fabian Society, Cecil Rhodes Roundtable, Milner's Roundtable, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Inquiry, the League of Nations, and now the United Nations and every one of its groups, because every single one of its groups is corrupt. For instance, the Blue Hats. People think I'm hard on them because they're peacekeepers. Last year, 60,000 rapes. And what did they do? They defended it. They always do. They get caught every year, and they just give you a number of how many people the blue hats raped. And what happens? Nothing happens. Because why? They're globalists. They're British globalists who are in control. And we need to simply sever it completely with them. The World Health Organization has nothing to do with health. UNICEF has nothing to do with educating children. The World Bank has nothing to do with helping underdeveloped countries. It's all a lie. The International Monetary Fund is not that. Every single organization there is a communist, socialist, Fabian society, total leftist, progressive, take down America, globalist, New World Order group. I mean,
oh,
everyone knows that.
You forgot to add, sponsored by the United States taxpayer.
That's right.
Because we're the ones funding these groups because our congresspeople are so corrupt, they keep voting to fund them.
But it's convenient because the same people who go there give money to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that makes sure that the Senate and the House of Republicans, House of Representatives are given the money they need each year. So it's the foreign countries that have bought us out lock, stock, and barrel. China had controls in everything in America, from military to corporations to everything, everything, everything.
We must stop all foreign aid out for a while, because what's happening is it's going out and then it's turning against us.
Trump needs to do the following. If China does not admit culpability for not for releasing the virus, because we've told you who released it, but for their lies, then they need to be taken down from most favored nation trading status. Trump needs to take down China by removing them from the list of most favored nation trading status, taking them out of the World Trade Organization altogether, even in the status that they're at, make sure they're not in the International Monetary Fund, end all association economically with the United Nations, and that would end most of this nonsense. We shouldn't be doing business with them. They're the worst nation on the face of the earth. They kill people every day without even any morality whatsoever. The Communist Party is the Communist Party in China. It is dictatorial totalitarianism. And now, because of Eric Schmidt's Dragonfly, and because of his new open source in China, he tried to sell America out. Tough luck. Trump beat him, and Eric Schmidt came back here with his tail between his legs saying, oh, I didn't activate Dragonfly in China. When China then bragged the next day that, yes, they certainly did activate the social credit system that was called Dragonfly, that, yes, Eric Schmidt did create for China so they could have a digital dictatorial, totalitarian, communist government. We need to have no business with Eric Schmidt. Done. Done. He's a treasonous person. Same thing with Mark Zuckerberg. They did the same, don't even get me started, with all of the cardboard Silicon Valley cutouts. They all rushed to China thinking they were going to make a ton of money because Henry Kissinger said that's where the next, well, that China had become the number one economic force in the world. Wrong. They had become it by vampirizing America because of Henry Kissinger's Council on Foreign Relations, bad advice for the last three decades. So what's really going on, Mr. President? As we told you, and we're glad that you kept it under wraps and that you've simply been sanctioning them and doing a tariff war with them and an IP war with them and a currency war with them and winning all of the wars. But the deal is, you and I both know, sir, we are at war with China. And China, of course, comes across our southern border, one of our biggest egregious offenders and most effective offenders of penetrating our southern border is China and pregnant Chinese girls. They send them here, especially when they do find out that they aren't the right sex and that the child has to die. The Chinese women are literally boarded onto a boat, taken to Mexico, and they come across the border, and you'll notice the signs are in Chinese and a phone right there that says, in Chinese, pick this up if you're pregnant and you need help. The point is, we are at war with China. We shouldn't do any business with China at all until they can start to be honest. And right now, the whole world that did business with the One Belt, One Road is finding out that China is simply a communist terrorist. And you'd be better as Hillary Clinton jumped out of China and went to Russia, you'd be better to do business with Putin than it'd be than to do business with Xi. I just want to say that Bill Gates, when someone suggested that he may be the true incarnation of, you know, this demon or Satan or Ahriman or whoever they want to say is incarnated at this time, 666, the beast, whatever.
But listen, there's
wrong.
So many
He's
people.
An idiot.
No, people. There's too many people competing for that. There are way too many. I have no idea. I think that the Antichrist, that being that people refer to, Ahriman, et cetera, is beyond the comprehension that we have at this time to understand.
You'd have to mix a George Soros, Bill Gates, a daddy Gates, and Bill Gates money, a baby Gates money, you know. And then you'd have to mix Henry Kissinger, and then you'd have to mix a dictatorial insane person like Little Kim, and then you'd have to mix a nice imam who runs a country that if he says, you know, death to Americans, then everyone in the country is supposed to work on death to Americans. For what reason? Well, there, you're not told that. That doesn't really matter. Or perhaps and a little mix of, you know, of the president of Turkey, or a little, and then make sure.
Let's wrap it up.
That you take the head of the EU and you mix whatever monarchy still exists, because anybody who thinks that their bloodline makes them connected to the divine world through the divine right of kings or queens is completely insane. So you mix all those together. And that would be the evil that's incarnating. But Bill Gates is an imbecile. He simply does what he's told. Simply listen to him. He is proud to go out and expose himself to every disease and virus on the earth so that he can promote these vaccines. He's a complete idiot. Him and his family and his elite friends, they don't get the vaccines. That's a fact. It's like the Silicon Valley people, their children don't use those evil devices. So folks, I'm sorry if this is the big red pill, but we must recognize that Bill Gates, like George Soros, must be considered a national security threat and a terrorist.